Talking about things you cannot say in the world today, great pleasure once again to welcome Reverend Ted Pike to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me, Bobby.
My pleasure. With all obviously eyes focused on finance and collapsing financial markets around the world, a little story got very little media attention, and that's the situation with Dr. Frederick Tobin, an Australian, who was arrested for a thought crime while he was on transit at London Heathrow's airport. And I don't know if he's been deported to Germany to face hate crimes prosecution, but you want to fill us in on the details?
Yes, Dr. Frederick Tobin, of course, is well known around the world for his skepticism concerning the accuracy of the 6 million figure of the alleged Holocaust dead and the accuracy of whether gas chambers were used to create that effect. And he actually was arrested in 1999 in Germany as an Australian tourist coming in there and talking to German citizens to this effect. He spent 7 months in the German prison, but since then, not sure he's even been in Germany. However, the German government is very disturbed by the fact that his broadcasts coming from Australia penetrated German airspace through the Internet. And now the German government has issued a warrant through the Economic Union demanding that he be arrested and brought in for someone who is basically continuing to violate German so-called anti-hate laws, anti-defamation laws against the accuracy of the Holocaust. And this is quite unprecedented for a warrant to be given, a European warrant to be given to all members of the European Union that they have to surrender any political thought criminal in any of the member states of the European Union, even if they don't have this kind of law on the books. And certainly England does not have a law banning skepticism or diminution of the Holocaust dead.
Well, the thing that is, I guess, is disturbing. Well, it's disturbing on many levels. First of all, you know, obviously has gone the theory that, you know, irrespective of what you say, I will stand by your right to say it. This has it's setting parameters that are very chilling because whichever way you slice it and dice it, 4 weeks from today, we will more than likely be electing a new president together with probably a majority in the House and the Senate of Democrats, where a lot of pet projects that have been building up for many years will see the light of day. And irrespective of who's elected president, there's a very good possibility that those same draconian laws that apply in Germany are going to be laws applying here in the United States.
Yes, absolutely. You're probably very aware, we, Alternative Talk Radio, the New Right, Christian Right, and so on, we were able to very successfully defeat not only the federal hate crimes bill almost 2 years ago, but we were able to defeat and set back about six different major pieces of Orwellian legislation, much to the Democrats' dismay, but all of that is coming around again in about 3 months. And what is very, very chilling about this legislation, this European warrant against Tobin, is that it also includes anti-Semitism as the second charge in this warrant, and that's unprecedented. Obviously, the term anti-Semitism is extremely ambiguous. Some new dictionaries are actually making it so loose that they're defining it as criticism of Jews and Judaism and matters Jewish and so on, and nobody knows quite what it stands for. And certainly the Anti-Defamation League very loosely bandies the term in an accusatory way against anyone who criticizes even the leaders of the State of Israel. And this is also very disturbing because our own U.S. State Department now in its most recent 2008 report to Congress clearly puts its finger on evangelical Christian belief that the Pharisees, the Jews, 2,000 years ago, masterminded the crucifixion. The new U.S. State Department report says that is classic anti-Semitism. And, of course, the original classic anti-Semite, according to them also, is Adolf Hitler. So what is happening now is that a noose is being placed around tens of millions of Bible-believing Christians by our own government, claiming that they are anti-Semitic, and now this warrant is going out from the European Union against the crime of anti-Semitism. So what we're seeing here is a new thrust, a new initiative to internationalize hate crimes enforcement, coming originally from the European Union, but also in Israel. Knesset has been debating over the last several years the possibility that the government of Israel could issue these warrants internationally for anyone who, like Tobin, criticizes the accepted establishment doctrine about the Holocaust. And ultimately, I believe their intention would be also deport from every nation in the world those who are classic anti-Semites, who are people critical of the Talmud, of Jewish activism, and so on. So this action in the UK really has to be protested by all who love freedom.
Well, just from my own personal perspective, over the last, I would say, especially in my instance, it has been over the last few years a great awakening to the belief system of Zionism, whether it's Jewish Zionism or whether it's Christian Zionism, that has been getting more and more press, and as more and more people are becoming aware of how U.S. foreign policy is shaped by, obviously, the Zionist philosophy, it strikes me as they are getting more and more desperate, and the only way that they can shut down the expose of this this ideology, a political ideology, it's not a religious ideology, is the reason why we are seeing this concerted effort.
Well, that's very true. They're also wanting to link together anti-Semitism with not only Holocaust revision, but they're wanting to make Christians, evangelical Christians, people of the religious and political right, into domestic terrorists. You may remember that Ernst Zundel was actually indicted in Canada and deported to Germany under the charge of being a domestic terrorist, because basically he criticized the claims of the Holocaust. And if we've got evangelical Christians now being defined as anti-Semites by our own U.S. State Department, I believe it's a very short step before they also can be considered anti-Semites, hate criminals. Certainly anti-Semitism is a hate crime in Canada. There's only a very small gap now between actually our government in some way or another taking the State Department definition a step forward and calling us all domestic terrorists if we are opposing our so-called war on terrorism in cooperation with Zionism.
Then how do you explain the John Hagees of the world? In other words, these evangelical Christians that obviously profess strong support for the State of Israel based on their belief system, obviously, of the Second Coming and the Rapture.
Well, the Zionists have used the evangelicals for more than a century to encourage them that to bless God's chosen people, will bless America, and so on. And the evangelicals have been basically useful idiots for the Zionists for more than a century, but there is no real gratitude, I don't believe, on the part of Talmudic radical Jews like Abraham Foxman and the ADL and these kinds of people. The ultimate objective of the Talmudic cabalistic system is to suppress and to hold back and diminish the influence of Christianity in this world so that the true beliefs in a monotheistic God of Israel and Judaic values can prevail over the whole world. That idea infuses the Talmud and the Kabbalah of the Jews. And so what we have, of course, they're biting the hand that has fed them over the last century. And I think that the tide will be turning as these activist organizations, Jewish activist organizations, are making it very clear they are forbidding Christians to witness to Jews, to use the name of Jesus in public and meetings and so on. And certainly Hagee has gone along with this. Hagee now forbids anyone who is part of his CUFI, Christians United for Israel, conferences around the country to witness to Jews during those conferences, to pray in the name of Jesus, and so on. And by the way, the Hagee's co-director of CUFI is David Brog, who is a liberal left-wing Jew, and he was once chief of staff for Senator Arlen Specter, and was a devoted proponent of hate crimes legislation. So there's a real joining together. You know, the scripture says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, and that's exactly what Hagee has done in joining together with David Brog and Zionist left-wing Jews in this unholy alliance.
In your alert on your webpage, which is truthtellers.org, where you obviously have a lot of information about this, you quote a Bible passage here, Luke 21:12, where you say the Bible says Christians will be ruthlessly persecuted someday with deportations to Israel. Jesus prophesies of his followers that someday evil Jews shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's very clear where the thrust of persecution is coming from in the world today. For centuries, Christians have known of these prophecies and have wondered where it would come from. Would it come from the Roman Empire or from the Catholic Church, the Pope, and so on? But it's more and more clear that the main thrust of anti-Christianity and Christian persecuting hate crimes laws is coming from a radical Jewish activism, specifically the Anti-Defamation League. And what they're wanting to do, and they're doing in the State Department now, they're doing through the Organization for Cooperation and Security and Cooperation in Europe, which is a 55-member nation hate crimes bureaucracy being established in the European Union today. What they're wanting to do is put a noose around Christians, making Christians into homophobic, bigoted haters, and so on, that society should not only scorn and despise, but should legislate against. And that's the whole gist behind hate crimes legislation. It's not just to protect beleaguered homosexuals like Matthew Shepard. The purpose of all this hate crimes legislation is basically to get Christianity to turn the tables on Christians and make them basically objects of hatred and contempt in the entire world. I also quote another verse there, very, very close to that paragraph, when Christ says, "You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." He's saying about the church, and that's where we're headed if these hate crimes laws become internationally affected.
Yeah, I mean it's a sad commentary there, Reverend, especially in light of the fact that most people now are overtly consumed with the financial crisis.
Yes, absolutely. This is a perfect time for these international conspirators to set a tremendously significant and deleterious precedent, not only establishing the right to seize people through an international warrant in countries that don't even have a law to that effect, but also to proclaim them anti-Semites. I just got an email today from the wife of Ernst Zundel, who is another one of these Holocaust reductionists who is now languishing in a German jail, and she tells me in her email that he came very close to being deported to Israel, and she stormed into the the embassy, the German embassy in Atlanta, Georgia, and instead she would make an international stink about it if the Germans involved themselves with the Israelis, and Zunzel went to an Israeli prison instead of a German prison. And so he went to a German prison, but right behind the facade here, we have the real determination of Israel to become a hate crimes adjudicating enforcement power in the whole world. In fact, again, in this article, this recent article, which you're reading from, which is posted at truthtellers.org, I do point out that the new Sanhedrin is being established in Israel to do this.
We're speaking with the Reverend Ted Pike. You can access his website at truthtellers.org. We'll take a short break and be right back.
It's all gone crazy.
Yep, it's all gone crazy. We're speaking with Reverend Ted Pike. His website is truthtellers.org. On a personal side, yeah, Reverend, you've been getting any heat from the ADL of late? Obviously, they like you a lot.
Well, I was attacked, an 11-page attack on me last year, which is posted at the ADL website, but it was just a lot of smoke and nonsense. I wrote a devastating rebuttal of it, and I don't think anybody's taken it too seriously. But it is true, I and my niece, Harmony Grant, are pretty much full-time gadflies to the ADL because we do believe that they are basically the eye of this tremendous octopus that is working to subvert Christian civilization, especially through hate crimes legislation. I should mention before we're done here today that there is much that people can do to protest the arrest and possible deportation on October 17th of Dr. Tobin. At our website, www.truthtellers.org, we have quite a list there of phone numbers, faxes, emails for top British officials in Parliament and the government of England, including the hate crimes Gestapo here that did the arrest of Dr. Tobin. People should to start calling those are the peoples and agencies immediately, letting them know that we will not stand for this terrible travesty. A man is being sent off to almost certain imprisonment of probably at least 5 years in Germany just for speech which traveled over the Internet into German airspace. This is absolutely intolerable as a national and an international precedent of law. We can't let this happen. So I appreciate if people can come to Truth Tellers and start to speak out.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're seeing fascism raise its ugly head in many different spheres of life today. I guess it's just one of those realities we have to come to accept and deal with.
Well, we did defeat six major pieces of this fascist legislation in the 110th Congress. The people did that. By applying powerful and vocal pressure, especially to the House Judiciary Committee about 2 years ago. And I believe that if we speak out, we have seen, as in Canada, where there's mounting criticism of the hate crime system up there, I believe we can help do the same thing in Europe, especially in England. So if people can come to truthtellers.org, then the numbers are there, the emails are there. I even have a printed statement to these officials protesting this outrage.
Well, thanks for the update, Reverend. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Don't forget the special, which is only, I'm going to be working late tonight. Do what other people did. I didn't even figure this one out. You can email me if you can't get through on the phone at robnoel1@mac.com. Till tomorrow. See you back.